take your Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. Once you find Hebrews 12, I want you to find verse number 24. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 24. Then, if you will, out of respect to the Word of God, I'd like for you to stand. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 24. I'm going to read it out loud. You can follow along silently. I'll read three verses, and then I'll deliver to you the sermon the Lord has laid on my heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. The Bible says this: "And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, seeing that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet come more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." If you look back at verse number 25, and it says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh." The sermon tonight is called, "Refuse Not Him That Speaketh." And let's pray. Father, we need you to reach down from heaven and do something that's lasting this evening. Lord, we've had a wonderful day. Lots of wonderful people have come to visit, and we've just had a good day. But God, we're not done. We've opened your book. We want you to help us to understand it, to love it, and to live it. Holy Ghost of God, move among us, do a work, help no one to interrupt you this night. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you can have a seat there. I'm glad that God speaks to us. I want to tell you a very quick story. I'd been asking our church to pray for me. We got done with church on Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, and I needed to get to London, Ontario, Canada to preach in a national conference there. And it was going to be many thousands of miles round trip to make it all happen. My biggest concern is that I would make it back no matter what in time to be here this morning. And of course, we know that took place. But I have to tell you, I had flown and been on a couple of airplanes, and I finally got landed in Toronto, Canada. In that area, a snowstorm had hit. When we were landing, you couldn't see out the windows, and the snow was coming down at quite a rapid pace, and the airport got shut down. And it snowed so long and so hard that all the ground transportation got shut down. I spent 19 straight hours in the Toronto airport. There was not one hotel within 1 hour of the airport that was not full of people. There are people laying on the ground to sleep and all of that. But here's what I want you to hear. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people in that airport. I could not tell you how loud it was. Everybody just making noise. And then every airline was making announcements. Now, how many of you have ever been in an airport before? Would you raise your paw? Now, put your hand down. Let me tell you something. If you'd like to make $1 billion... hey, develop an intercom system in the airport that people can hear. I know they get their intercom system from a Walmart knockoff or something, but you can't hear a thing. They come on and say, "What'd they say? What'd they say?" That's how it was. Now, you have every airline represented making announcements all at the same time. People are everywhere, and they are making so much noise, and I'm thinking, I've got to hear where I'm supposed to be, and I've got to get this light. And there was a group of people waiting on me to get there to preach, and I was supposed to preach twice in the conference, and I'm stuck in this airport, and it was just terrible. And there was so much noise, I couldn't hear, and I needed to hear so that I could get out of that airport and get on my way. There was no ground transportation at all. You just could not leave. But the noise was outrageous. I worry about Christians today. Because for some of you, the noise of life seems to be so loud you don't hear God like you ought to hear God. There's so much traffic in your life. There's so much noise. There's so many things that are crying out for your attention that I wonder if Christians today are actually hearing God. You understand the scripture? It says this. It said, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh." Lord, you and I, we better be very, very careful. There's a God in heaven, and that God wants to speak to us. God wants a hearing. Hey, and so you know, God deserves a hearing. Look right this way. God deserves a hearing. And folks, you and I need to make sure we're listening. I believe this. I think God tried to speak to me this week. Did I hear him? Did you know something? Every person in this room, God tried to talk to you this week. God tried to speak to you. You listen to me. God tried to speak to you on Monday. God tried to speak to you on Tuesday. God had something to say to you on Wednesday. Thursday, God had a plan. He had something He wanted to communicate with you. And the same on Friday, and the same on Saturday, and the same today. God tried to speak to you. But was it just so loud in your life that you couldn't hear? Were there so many things happening around you that for some reason you didn't hear God speak? Folks, listen. We're not talking about one that speaketh from Facebook. We're talking about one that speaketh from heaven. We're not talking about one that speaketh from Twitter. We're talking about one that speaketh from heaven. We're not talking about one that tried to speak to you through Snapchat or texting. I'm talking about the great God of the universe. On Monday, He tried to talk to you. You say, "Well, preacher, I missed it." A lot of people did. A lot of people did. I think every parent here understands the frustration of their children not listening to their words. Parents, you know what it's like. You try to tell a child something, and you can tell by just looking at them. They're not paying attention to one thing that you're saying. I wonder how our Heavenly Father feels. I wonder if He sometimes would just like to take us and shake us and say, "Stop and listen to me." Did you hear what He said to you on Monday? Think back. Did you? Oh, you didn't? You don't even know what I'm talking about? Hey, Christians, He's real. It's not a game. God has something for you. And I want to say to you tonight, as the Scripture says, refuse not Him that speaketh. Don't refuse Him. You say, "Well, why?" Well, let me tell you something. We're talking about the God of all authority. That God, it says, Him that speaketh from heaven. Folks, why is it we will listen to everything on earth? We won't slow down, tune in to listen to the God of heaven. Did you know that Jesus is God and all that He says comes from God? We ought to listen carefully. When He speaks to us, He knows of heavenly things. And listen, I wish I could convince you of this, but the Word of God is of Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And I need to tell you something. When you read your Bible, when you hear the Bible preached, you ought to stop and listen as if Jesus Christ physically was talking to you.
That's right. Good.
Why? He is the Word of God. He is what this book is. And what this book is what He is. But you know what? We'll read our Bibles and not pay attention to a thing that's being said to us. It's like the airport. Your life. It's all these loud noises, and it's the television and the radio and the money talking to you and people talking to you and life talking to you and Hollywood, and it's all making all of this noise, and there's all this noise everywhere I go, and God is saying, will you stop and listen to me? Why? I needed to hear in the airport because there were some directions I needed so I could succeed. And you need, in the airport of life, to slow down and make sure you take the time to hear from your God. Hear from your God. Why? Why should we not refuse to hear Him? Well, I think we should not refuse to hear Him because of the greatness of His Word. Did you know that I hold a book that is 100% true, 100% right, 100% pure? Now listen, you, if I talk to you and you talk to me, I don't think that we rate quite as high as hearing from God. He's God. You see, I don't think we ought to refuse Him because His Word and the greatness of His Word. Hey, let me give you something that I think is very precious. I don't think we should refuse to listen to Him because when He speaks, He loves us. His Word is an expression of love. God is love. God's Word is God's love note to me and to you. He deserves that we listen. Why? He loves you unconditionally. Say, why should I stop and listen? Because God loves you. And the communication that God wants to have with you, it is from a loving God that has your best interest in mind. Now, what you watched on television, there's not one person on there that even knows you. And I'll guarantee you, they don't love you. But God does. The Scripture said, refuse not Him that speaketh. Don't refuse Him. Hey, can I tell you something else? Don't refuse listening to Him because Satan wants you to refuse to listen to Him. Do you know who won the war for your ears on Monday? Satan's goal is to keep you from listening to God. I don't know if when I ask the question, what did God tell you on Monday? I don't know what your answer was. For most of you, it was, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even know what you're talking about. Satan's real good at this, isn't he? You see, you should not refuse to hear what God has for you because the devil is the one that's trying to get you to refuse it. When you refuse God as He speaks, Satan's will is being fulfilled. I don't want to fulfill Satan's will. I want to fulfill God's will. How am I going to do it? I've got to listen when God speaks to me. God wants to hate, or Satan wants to hurt God by hurting you. Hey, don't refuse Him. Don't refuse Him. Can I say, you shouldn't refuse Him? Because God can be trusted. God can be trusted. Folks, let me tell you something. Anything God tells you, it's good. It's right. It's perfect. Hey, He's never wrong. Zero miscalculation on the God of the universe's part. Zero. Listen, we listen to a lot of things, but we ought to listen to God. God tried to talk to you on Monday. God tried to talk to you on Tuesday. There was something God wanted you to know on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and on Saturday. I really do believe this. I believe some of you have been in church today, and I think you would say, God spoke to me today. Well, I'm glad. And if you come to church on Wednesday night, say, I'll tell you what, Pastor, God spoke to me through that sermon. I'm glad of that, but I have to tell you something. God can speak to you on Monday. It didn't just have to be a church day. Matter of fact, good Christians hear God on Monday. And good Christians hear God on Tuesday. And good Christians hear from God on the days that they're not even in church. It's called walking with God. When I was in that airport, I have to tell you, it was so loud. And there were people everywhere. And everybody had their own program going on. And everybody was just, it was just frustrating. And I could not hear. But I needed to hear. Why? To succeed. To get where I was supposed to go. To be what I was supposed to be. And folks, I'm telling you, there are people in this room, everything in life is swirling around you. And everything in life is loud. And there are things that are beckoning and pleading for your time and for your attention. You have got to stop listening to all of that and take a moment every day of your life and hear from God. Hear from God. You say, well, how in the world would we reject it or how would we not hear it? Well, I think sometimes we don't hear it because we're just not listening at all. You say, how do I hear from God? Oh, you're going to hear from God by reading your Bible, hearing it preached. I think you can hear from God with godly music. I think you can hear it. But folks, sometimes we don't listen at all. You don't come to church, well, then if you were supposed to hear from God at church, I think that's why we came. But if you don't come to church, then you didn't hear what God had for you. If you don't read your Bible, then you don't hear what God has for you. So I think sometimes we refuse because we don't listen. We don't show up where He's talking. But not only that, I think sometimes we refuse Him. We don't hear because we're lazy listeners. We're lazy listeners. Look, when God's speaking and you're half asleep, you're not going to hear what He said. You come to church and you sleep during the church service. You probably missed something, didn't you? When you read your Bible, but your mind's not in it. You see some words, but they make no impact on you. Can I tell you, that's not the right way to do it. You got to be concerned about what you hear. You got to be concerned. You shouldn't sit in church and daydream. Why? God wanted to talk to you. He wanted to talk to you. I'll tell you, there's a lost art in America. I call it the art of concentration. You don't concentrate when you read your Bible. You don't concentrate when the Sunday school lesson is being taught. You don't concentrate during church. Let me tell you something. The challenge of my life is to stand and speak to a group of people that are very lethargic and they didn't come ready to hear the preaching. And somehow I've got to get God's help and get everybody's attention. I mean, it's busy, it's loud, and everybody's got their own program. And I don't know why they came to church. And then I've got to stand up and try to figure out how in the world will I get their attention so God can talk to their heart. It's work. Especially with the lazy listening attitude of the Christians of today. Hey, young preacher boy, let me tell you something. You better learn how to have a puppet show and do cartwheels. You better learn how to fluctuate your voice and get real loud and then get real soft. You better learn how to tell a funny story, because if you can't do all that, you got a bunch of lazy Christians that won't listen to God, and you got to virtually beg them to listen to God. Shouldn't be that way. If I stood up here and I was monotone and I was the most boring person on the face of the earth, as long as I was telling you what God said, you ought to be tuned into every word. It'll work you. It will work you. Because we're not listening. We refuse to listen with our whole heart. Then if we listen, we don't believe. You know, there are people in this room. Based on your behavior, you think you know better than God. Say, why? He told you to do something, you didn't do it. Why not? You know better. You have a better plan. I call that the knucklehead syndrome. You can find that in Owens chapter 2, verse 1. It's in there. You just refuse to believe. Or you listen to criticize rather than to grow. You hunt for problems instead of praises. You search for gripes instead of looking for the truth's greatness. You spiritually nitpick. There are, I don't know that anybody does this here, but I'd be shocked there's not somebody that walks in here, sits down, listens to every word I say, trying to see if I'm going to say anything wrong. Now, I think we ought to watch for me to say something wrong. I don't mind that, but I'm going to tell you, there's a little bit more to church than trying to figure out what's wrong with the preacher. I hope. If that's the kind of person you are, you came here, you hit the jackpot, you'll find plenty wrong with me. But you won't find anything wrong with my God. And you won't find anything wrong with the book that He wrote. And you won't find anything wrong with the New Testament church. It's the real deal. God's real. And I'm going to tell you something. God tried to talk to you on Monday.
Right.
He tried to talk to you on Monday. Where were you? What were you doing? Why didn't you hear? It's because everything was so loud. You were so involved with so many things. You didn't have time to hear from the one that loves you completely, that can be trusted completely, that knows everything about you, that has a plan to help you succeed. But you didn't hear it. You know something? My daughter's right over there. When she was little, we gave her a bottle. She grew up a little bit and we'd spoon feed her. But there came a moment when she could feed herself. The average Christian in the average New Testament church today, the pastor's popping a bottle in their mouth, spoon feeding them. But they have never listened. They have never learned to hear from God on Monday or Tuesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday. I heard from God. When was it? That's either Sunday or Wednesday. Well, I'm for you hearing on Sunday and Wednesday. But if you'd like to see your life go to another level, you need to start hearing from God on Monday. Listen, you say, well, what's the result if I don't listen? Let me give you a couple quick results. We're done. Look, I've got one foot in the door. I can still smell the food. There's a couple by the name of Ananias and Sapphira that when God tried to speak to them about how to handle their finances, they didn't listen. You say, what happened? They died. Hey. And that's a bummer. You know, I don't mind going to heaven as long as it's not going to hurt. Someone asked me the other day, said, Brother Owens, what do you think is the most important thing that you want to know? I said, I want to know where I'm going to die. He said, why? I said, because I'm never going there. Ananias and Sapphira did not listen to God about their money. And they died. I wonder if God tried to talk to them on Monday. Was it so loud in their life that they couldn't hear? Were they so caught up in the hustle and the bustle of all their plans? And everything was screaming for their attention. Oh, they might have heard a little bit on Sunday and Wednesday, but maybe God told them what they were supposed to do regarding their finances on Tuesday. Well, that's not one of the days you give to God, is it? What happened? They died. The children of Israel refused to listen to Moses, thereby not listening to God, because God had used Moses to lead them. You say, what happened? They wandered in the wilderness for 40 plus years. Do you know how many Christians today never get ahead. They just wander through life. Don't go forward much. Don't really experience much success. They spiritually tread water over and over and over again. You understand the children of Israel that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years could have listened to God on the first day and He would have taken care of it. And there are some of you, you are wasting your life because you won't listen to God. Ananias and Sapphira, they died. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they just didn't hear God. Too busy. Had other things on their mind. Judas refused to hear. And his case was to the point that he killed himself. Doesn't sound like a good outcome to me. I was in the airport. I needed to hear. I just needed to hear. It was so loud. You know what I did? I got off somewhere, away from everything and everybody. And I said, I've got to hear. You know what? I heard what I needed. I heard what I needed. I knew what to do. I knew where to go. I knew how to handle myself. That big crowd, they were all frustrated. And I thought, you're causing your own frustration. If I could have got up on a soapbox in front of those thousands and thousands of people, that's what I would have said. Be quiet! Let them tell you what to do. Now, if you don't want to listen, I do. Because I want to succeed. Some of you, you just need to be quiet so that you can hear from your God. I'm going to make you a promise. You get up tomorrow, get your Bible out and say, God, speak to me. Turn your television off. Don't check all your texts. Don't worry about the emails. Don't worry about what the coffee maker's doing. Get your Bible out and say, God, speak to me. I'm ready. And you will hear from God on Monday. It'll revolutionize your life. You're not just to hear from Him on Sunday when I pop the bottle in your mouth or screw the lid off the Gerbers and give you a spoonful of mashed taters mixed with bananas. Why do they do that sort of thing? Are they trying to kill our kids? The Scripture said, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. This week, I heard from God. Brother Barnes, I heard him. He told me something. I learned some things. I want you to. I want you to experience that. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'll make it simple tonight. To the Christian, may I ask you, have you heard from God? Have you heard from God, Christian? Those of you that are born again, let me ask, has God spoken to your heart in this service? If so, would you raise your hand? Let God see it. Lots of hands. You may put them down. There are some of you, you ought to take a moment and come to the altar and you ought to say, Lord, please, I need to hear from you other days, not just church days. I'm going to open my ears and I'm going to be available. If you're here and you're not born again, if you're not saved, you come. We'll take a Bible. We'll show you how to be saved. Or you want to hear about salvation. Oh, that's a good thing to hear from God. I believe there are many Christians, when that altar call and the music starts, you got to leave your seat, come down here, take a moment and pray. Some of you got an apology. He tried to talk to you Monday. You didn't hear a thing. And it wasn't the absence of a message from God. It was the absence of your attention to the message. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need a moment at this altar, you come. You come, Christian. You come, teenager. Mom, Dad, do you need a moment at the altar? What did God tell you on Monday? What did God tell you on Tuesday? What did God tell you on Wednesday? Anything? Do you remember? Was there anything? So, Pastor, I didn't go get drunk. I didn't ask you that. I said, what did God tell you? What did God teach you? What did you get from God? Pastor, I didn't rob a bank. Well, I'm glad. You shouldn't rob a bank. But what did you hear from God? What did you hear from God? And I'm not talking about some weird spooky stuff. Somebody's going to come to me tonight and be all spooky and everything. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what did you get from the Word of God? Did you hear from God, Christian? What did you hear from God in Sunday school today? What did you hear from God in the morning church service? Hey, did you hear from God tonight? And I will tell you this. If you just sat through the last 35 minutes of this sermon and you say, it didn't really faze me, you might have a problem. Because this one was easy to hear. Easy. Just a moment. We'll dismiss. We'll go and eat. But for the moment, why didn't you make a plan that other than a church day, you plan to hear from God? Thank you, Rachel. Look back at me for a second. In the book of Revelation, you get into it, and the Bible says, the Bible tells us that the Spirit says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let me tell you how big of a deal that is to God. He says it seven times over and over again. You know what God's saying? Listen to me. 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 God wants to talk to you. Now, he's not going to talk to you audibly. If he talks to me audibly, I'll probably fall over dead with a heart attack. How's he going to do it? Through the Word of God. Listen,